Okay, the time is 3:05 PM on June 30th, 2023, and I'll call to order the Tarrant County 911 Emergency Assistance District Special Board of Managers meeting. The Executive Director will call roll call, please.
Aubrey Antico.
Present.
Rick Brunson.
Present.
Robert Aldridge.
Here.
Robert Brooks.
Here.
M. Hall.
Say Sam.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Sam. Jonathan Ingalls is not here. Ray Richardson.
Here.
Valerie Washington. Matt. And then I know that Wayne is on there. I'm here. Emil's here. Monty's here. Kevin Knowles. Chantella's here.
Stephanie's up here.
Oh, Stephanie's up there. Thank you, Stephanie.
Yes, I'm here.
And Sarah.
Hey. Philip's also here.
Thank you, Philip.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we'll move to item number two, any agenda announcements?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And now announcements, we'll move to item number three, time-sensitive purchases over $100,000.
We brought the board together today. We've got three examples of some time-sensitive purchases that we need to make. When they first came across my desk, I was a little bit shocked because of the amount. But these are items that have to be ordered so that we can, number one, the time span for the generator is 42 to 56 weeks, and then our lines and our equipment and all of the supplies that we need to have a mirrored redundant system in place have to be ordered because of supply chains and the time it's going to take us to get them. So when these items came across my desk, they're not all inclusive, but I wanted to give the board and Aubrey a glimpse of what so far what they look like. They are above my 100% of purchase approval by the board. And this is just the first week. So I know that the board is busy. I know that we can't have meetings every week for you to come in and approve and process. So I'm asking for the board to consider an option to make this transition smooth, but at the same time, transparent. So I would like to open it up for discussion. Like I said, I've given three examples of things that we need to order to Aubrey, and she's viewed them. And then Anil has done a board communication of some ideas for the board to consider to make things run smoother. And we've also given that to Aubrey. So I'm going to let you take it so you can open up discussion.
Thank you. So can I just, go ahead.
Can I point out just for the record that I see Valerie Washington has joined us at this meeting. So let's show her as being present too.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
You bet.
So as I got here to review the board communication and the supporting documentation and adding up the immediate purchases that need to be made to start the ball rolling, we're already at a little over $1 million. As it stands right now, March the 13th of this year, the board elected to increase the executive director's purchasing authority from $49,999 to $100,000. And as you can imagine, you know, kicking off a project of this magnitude with relocation, if we don't increase her purchasing authority, we're going to be meeting weekly, if not several times a week, to grant authority for these purchases. The board communication, they've asked that we look at a couple of different strategies to talk about what we're comfortable with allowing the executive director to purchase. One of those options was to increase it to $250,000, a second increasing up to $500,000, and the last to maybe increase it to any amount necessary to complete phase one of the building construction at the Willow Springs location. So with that being said, I'd like to just open it up for discussion from the board or questions that the board may have.
Okay, is it our intent to complete the Willow Springs on time?
It is.
Okay. And
for phase one. Phase one especially. That's the most important one.
And is it the executive director's intention to advise the board chair whenever she's authorizing a purchase over for whatever the new amount is?
That can be arranged, definitely.
Any other questions or comments from the board?
Let me also just give a little background on another issue that I've got to be concerned with. And that is, I've talked to this board in the past, but we have several new members. The Emergency Communication District, which you are, is neither fish nor fowl under state law. There are so many rules that apply to different types of local governmental entities. But an emergency communication district has very few specific statutes that apply to it. So in the past, we have determined that even though the competitive bidding statute may or may not comply to Tarrant County 911 district, the board has determined that we're going to follow the same rules that the county would follow in that regard. And we have typically complied with the competitive bidding statute whenever we make purchases. And that basically means whenever you spend more than $50,000, you're required to go through a bidding process. Because of the circumstances that apply to what we're dealing with right now, the relocation being compelled by the TxDOT condemnation action, it's my opinion that in order to be able to facilitate the new building within the time frame that we've been put under, that we're exempt from the bidding process in this situation. And therefore, what we might normally go out for bids and bring to the district board for its approval, my opinion is that we're exempt from that requirement because of the circumstances that we're operating under. And therefore, that is not going to be an issue, in my opinion. What's important for the board to decide is, if we skip the bidding process, are you okay for the executive director and or the chairman of the board to make these decisions for you?
Thank you, Wayne.
I have a question. Go ahead.
Without the bid process, I mean, just obviously right off the bat, you're going to have to buy those things for, generators and stuff, some big purchases, but just so it shows that it's, a fair process since, we are under the time constraints. Is there like a buy board similar to what, so we can make sure we're getting a fair purchase price and this isn't it doesn't give an appearance of it's a brother-in-law deal I buy from, that way we know we're getting a competitive, a good price on whatever it is.
And Sam, we do use DIR. That's usually our first go-to always. And then, of course, with our contractor, we'll be relying on them and their expertise.
I just got a comment to make. I'm okay with raising the dollar amount. I think it's necessary to speed up the process and also to minimize the number of times we meet. But I still think it's necessary for us to meet maybe a little bit more often than we do, just where the board is up to date on what's going on with the whole process. So that's just my 2 cents worth.
This is Valerie. I'll jump in. I agree with Mayor's comments. I'm also good with raising the dollar amount. It seems like up to $500,000 would be appropriate. I'm a little concerned and want to make sure through just not doing a bidding process, that we're still getting the best price, making sure there's no relatives. We're following any other kind of general purchasing guidance that would be prudent for us to follow.
Sure. I would just make a comment that Wayne mentioned that we do follow some local government codes, but that also has a section in there in our purchasing manual that under local government code 252, to 71 and 262, that if a purchase falls under an emergency purchase and we are for, and the purchases are made to make, ensure that it has a very specific language, and let me pull that up actually before.
And this is Kevin. I'd also like to add, in most cases, we are trying to purchase off existing free-range contracts like DIR or HGAC, but we also have existing contracts with vendors that we have done RFPs with that we're trying to leverage as well. So we are looking at all the different possible ways that we can make that work, kind of sticking within the spirit of the bidding process.
Right. And the, thank you, Kevin, for that. And the verbiage that is used in the legislature is a procurement made because of the public calamity that requires the immediate appropriation of money to relieve the necessity of the municipality resident or preserve the property of the municipality. And there, that's a whole section 252, subsection 22 that tells, talks about what emergency purchases are. And one of those clauses is a purchase of a land or a right of way. So that's very specific to our situation in which we do have ability to make or supersede the bidding process. So it is in line with the local government code. It's not
and piggybacking on that, that was the basis for my opinion. Actually, the exemption that says a procurement necessary to preserve or protect the public health or safety of the municipality's residents or the county's residents. Again, that doesn't apply specifically to an emergency communication district, but the bidding provisions that are applicable still fall under that exception to preserve public health and safety. And that certainly would apply in this circumstance, in my opinion. But I think the issues raised by the board members are very legitimate. Even though legally we don't need to bid these things, we need to have some process in place to assure that we are using a fair and reasonable process that's not benefiting anybody in particular and is still obtaining the best value for the district as we go forward with this. So I do think it's important that whatever purchases are made up to the limit that this board establishes today need to be communicated to the board so that they are aware of what purchases those are and whether or not they're being purchased through a system, a procurement system that has already complied with competitive bidding. Because even though we may be exempt from the bidding, if we can use the bid process, we ought to do that if timing is not an issue with that.
I agree,
yeah. That's a standard practice that we do use.
And there's nothing in the discussion that we're having now that would exempt staff from having to follow the personal code of conduct that's outlined for each position.
How about conflict of interest? We have conflict of interest forms, and everybody agrees. Is that what
he's
talking about?
Are you talking about conflict of interest? Because we do have that, and we have that in place. And if we've had to use it, we had to use it with partners. In fact, that because of partners had a relative, and so we had to make sure that they were not going to be on that project. And we had our employee and the relative sign the conflict of interest that neither one could participate.
It is included in our standards of conduct for our personnel policies. So every employee would have a duty to follow that particular policy.
So quick question, I'm not a construction guy. How many of these purchases would be beyond the $500,000 mark? Just approximation, I mean, or the majority of the purchases that might be made in the ballpark below that 500,000? Or does anybody know?
We're right at that five. I'd be a little more comfortable with either 650 or seven, just because we're in that range. But whatever the board wants to do, we'll make it work.
But we're also not talking approval for each purchase. We're talking about cumulative. And so, am I correct? We're talking about cumulative purchase, not one-time purchase.
No, it's going to be for each purchase, not an cumulative purchase.
Then we'll definitely need to raise it, even for the three that she just presented me and the fourth that's pending right now are already over the $500,000 mark. So we may need to consider a little higher purchase authority value.
Okay, I'm confused.
Go ahead.
I'm confused. Is it $500,000 for each purchase? Or the total aggregate?
For each purchase.
Okay, then I'll go back to the other question. How many purchases do we envision for specific items that will be over $500,000?
So currently we have one example from Tech Ops that they have around $500,000. We cannot for sure make a comment that we will have 5 more or 10 more. At this point, we don't know that, but we do have one example that is about $500,000.
Well, and we also
y'all gonna have to get better at that, because you can't keep telling us that it's complicated. We don't know.
Well, we don't have all the figures yet. That's why we had to stop where we were at, because the figures for the supplies was over the threshold that I could authorize. And so we didn't want to go any further until the board can make a decision. So we're on the right track. We just haven't finished it out. And we wanted to bring these to you so that we can mitigate this before it becomes a problem.
So one of the quotes just right now, as we're talking about increasing and what that number looks like, one of the quotes, for example, for the data center air, just to get the I believe it's the HVAC, correct? For the data center is already quoted at an estimate of $561,300. So if we cap the spending at $500,000, this is something she's gonna have to bring to the board for approval.
Or go back to the vendor and say, come in at $500,000 and we can give you a purchase order today.
Okay. Well, in my experience with HVAC, it never comes under, it's always over. And this is just a rough estimate. Plus that you'd be asking them to take off $61,000 off of that price, which I don't think that seems reasonable.
Is 750 a better amount to use as a cap?
I think so. I think it gives us a little bit of leeway to work on things, and you know, anything over that, let's just come together.
I'd be comfortable with 750.
Yeah, me too.
Sold.
I'm good with that too.
Thank you.
So, Valerie, was that in the form of a resolution?
Yeah, I move to approve that we up their spending authority to $750,000 before requiring board approval.
Second.
How's that?
And was
that a second for Mr. Brunson?
Yes, ma'am.
All in favor?
Aye.
I have a question, though. Is that just for this phase one, or is this is there an expiration date on this?
This would be phase one as the proposed resolution 23-02 is written.
Okay, good.
And then we'll come back together when we get this one finished.
So just because you guys don't have it in front of you, I just want to read you the little section, the proposal, to make sure everybody is good with and doesn't have any questions. But before I do that, was there any opposition to that increase that was not heard?
Well, I was going to suggest, because we're on Zoom, previously, we always did a roll call vote.
Okay, we can certainly do that. But before we do that, let me just go ahead and read in case there's any other discussion about the proposed resolution. So one of the sections in the proposed resolution states, whereas the district recommends increasing the executive director's purchasing power authority from $49,999 to $750,000 for phase one of building construction beginning June 30th, 2023. Comments before we do a roll call vote on that?
That's what I understood the motion to say.
Yep, I'm good with it.
So we've got a yes from Mr. Brunson, a yes from Ms. Washington.
Yes from Aldridge.
Thank you. Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Ingalls is not present. Mayor Richardson?
Yes.
Okay. Vote passes unanimously. And there is no items for executive session. Move to public comment. Seeing that there's no public comment, we'll call this meeting adjourned at 3:26 p.m. Thank you all.
Good work, team.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
For turnaround.
Good weekend.